Good morning, dear brethren.
Good morning.
It's a joy to see all your smiling faces, and the look of anticipation on those faces for a rich blessing, and we're certain the Lord will bless us in that way. Shall we open the first service and the convention with the theme hymn of this convention, number 312A, Let Me Walk With Thee. We'll remain seated for all verses. 312A. To open our day of meeting, we're going to have the morning devotions consisting of the resolve read by Brother Jim McClugan, the vow by Brother David Naminsky, and today's manna text by Brother Ed Winsky in that order.
My morning resolve. My earliest thought I desire shall be, what shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits towards me? I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord for grace to help. I will pay my vows unto the Most High. Remembering the divine call, gather my saints together unto me, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice, I resolve that by the Lord's assisting grace, I will today, as a saint of God, fulfill my vows, continuing the work of sacrificing the flesh and its interest, that I may attain unto the heavenly inheritance in joint heirship with my Redeemer. I will strive to be simple and sincere toward all. I will seek not to please and honor self, but the Lord. I will be careful to honor the Lord with my lips, that my words may be unctuous and blessed to all. I will seek to be faithful to the Lord, the truth, the brethren, and all with whom I have to do, not only in great matters, but also in the little things of life. trusting myself to divine care and to the providential overruling of all my interests for my highest welfare, I will seek not only to be pure in heart, but to repel all anxiety, all discontent, all discouragement. I will neither murmur nor repine at what the Lord's providence may permit, because faith can firmly trust Him, come what may.
I bow unto the Lord. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. May thy rule come into my heart more and more, and thy will be done in my mortal body. Relying on the assistance of thy promised grace to help in every time of need, through Jesus Christ our Lord, I register this vow. Daily will I remember at the throne of heavenly grace the general interests of the harvest work, and particularly the share which I myself am privileged to enjoy in that work and the dear co-laborers everywhere. I vow to still more carefully, if possible, scrutinize my thoughts and words and doings to the intent that I may be the better enabled to serve thee and thy dear flock. I vow to thee that I will be on the alert to resist everything akin to spiritism and occultism, and that, remembering that there are but the two masters, I shall resist these snares in all reasonable ways as being of the adversary. I further vow that with the exceptions below, I will at all times and in all places conduct myself toward those of the opposite sex exactly as I would do with them in public, in the presence of a congregation of the Lord's people. And so far as reasonably possible, I will avoid being in the same room with any of the opposite sex alone unless the door to the room stand wide open. Exceptions in the case of brethren, wife, children, mother, and natural sisters. In the case of sisters, husband, children, father, and natural brothers.
The manna for September 4th. There is no fear in love. Perfect love casts out fear, because fear hath torment. 1 John 4:18. Mighty, imposing, and terrifying indeed is the influence of fear. Except upon those who have learned to know the Lord through previous experience and to trust Him even where they cannot trace Him. The giant of fear and despair must be met with a pebble from the brook. It is written. The sling of faith must propel the word of promise with such a force as to slay the adversary and to deliver us from his dominion. Thus, armed only with the word of God, entrusting his rod and staff, we may well be courageous in answering imposing sectarian as David answered the Philistines. Thou comest to me with a sword and a spear and a javelin, but I come unto thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, which thou hast defiled. The text again, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear hath torment. 1 John 4:18.
Thank you, brethren. Our dear brethren in Christ, welcome. We're so glad again to have your presence with us. And your brethren of the West Suburban Ecclesia are pleased that you have made this effort of time and expense to share the blessings from the Lord's Word and the fellowship with one another here in this place. And after much anticipation, we are here at the reality. The convention is here, and the blessings are now before us. And we've assembled here for the purpose of coming apart for a season from the world and its cares, and to be lifted up in spirit to heavenly things. And we're trusting the Lord that that will be part of this reality. The theme text for our convention is before you. It's taken from Jeremiah 6:16. Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see and ask for the old paths. Where is the good way? And walk therein. And within the Lord's declaration through the prophet Jeremiah, we see there a number of words that imply a course of action on the part of those who would desire to walk the old paths, the good way. He says, stand in the ways, see, ask, and then walk therein. On Sunday, the brethren that will serve us on the panel discussion will address this theme text and related scriptures. And I think we know that as they do so, it's going to be a great encouragement to each of us as we see the affairs of earth are now drawing closer in readiness for the full establishment of God's kingdom. And we're anticipating another unique blessing to see and learn something more of the bonds in Christ that we have through Brother Springer's visual presentation on Sunday of our brethren in other lands. And so we've assembled here, brethren, to be filled with the blessings that the Lord has directed through the minds and the hearts of those who love his truth, those who have labored to prepare the lessons of this convention for our edification. And so again, dear brethren, your brethren of the West Suburban Ecclesia bid you a warm welcome with the desire that the lessons that we're going to receive here are going to assist each one of us to continued faithfulness as we lift up our heads, realizing from the signs around us that our deliverance is drawing very nigh.